In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the third day of the blessed month of Tut. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 247 AD, a holy synod convened in the city of Alexandria, in the second year of the papacy of Saint Dionysius, Saint the 14th Pope of Alexandria. This council was convened because certain people appeared in the Arabian countries who believed that the spirit dies with the body, and that on the day of the resurrection they shall be raised up together. They composed an extensive article on this belief and sent it to certain Christians in Alexandria. When this reached Abba Dionysius, he took interest in this matter. So he assembled the Senate and he debated with him, revealing their erroneous opinion. When he saw their insistence on their corrupt view, the Pope excommunicated them. He wrote a treatise that said in it, "The spirit neither dies nor perishes, but abides at the angels, for it is spiritual, immutable, and incorruptible. When the spirit goes forth from the body, it is taken to a place according to its worthiness, with either to paradise or to Hades. And on the day of the resurrection, the spirit will be united with its body. When the archangel sounds the trumpet, the body shall rise by the order of its creator, the spirit reunite with the body it belongs, some to everlasting joy and some to everlasting contempt forever and ever. The blessing of the prayer of this honored Pope be with us all, Amen. On this day also of the year of 226 of the martyrs, Saint Theodora of Alexandria departed. She was born in the 5th century of the birth of our Lord, during the reign of Emperor Zenon, from noble parents in Alexandria. Along her youthful beauty, she lived a virtuous life and she was rich. She married a pure and rich young man. Their lives were filled with peace and joy. In the middle of the rich lifestyle, a certain rich young man was captivated by her beauty, wisdom, and being caring. He was pure and righteous, and he became fond of her. The evil, the enemy of good, started after a while to implant in him evil and lustful thoughts for Theodora. These temptations increased until the young man found a chance and revealed his feeling to her. Theodora was shocked, for she saw in him purity and chastity, and she rebuked him. Few days passed, and their lustful feeling intensified until they fell in the sin of fornication. No one realized what happened, since everyone knew their purity. Theodora soon came to her senses and realized the seriousness of her fall. She became furious with herself, and as she could not bear her guilt, with tears flowing from her eyes, she told her husband what had happened. Her husband did not know what to do, for he trusted his wife and his friend. Their life turned to a life of sorrow and unceasing tears. Finally, she decided to leave the world so she can spend the rest of her days in repentance. She shaved her hair and dressed herself in men's clothes and went at night to the Inyetun monastery at Zugeg. She went to a men's monastery since she feared that her husband would find her in a community of women. She asked the abbot of the monastery to accept her in order to test her. The monastery's abbot did not permit her to enter. That Saint Theodora spent the night at the gate in the severe cold. In the morning, the abbot found her eyes puffy from much crying, so he allowed her to join the monastery, and she was known as the monk Theodore or Tedros. The saint lived in this monastery. Her work was to take care of the monastery's garden and farming in the field. Enduring all hardship with joy and happiness in unceasing prayers, she was known for her obedience, humility, and intense asceticism. God granted her the gift of performing miracles, and her fame spread. Many came to the monastery asking for her blessing and prayers. Her husband was continually grieving for her, not knowing where she is. He was yearning to know and be assured of her salvation. He offered tearful prayers. During his sorrow, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and asked him to go to the church of St. Peter, the seat of martyrs, to find her alone beside the church. When he went there, he did not find her, but only found a monk driving some camels. She was the Aurora, who her husband did not recognize, for her appearance had changed because of her asceticism. She recognized him and saluted him, and he replied her salutation without recognizing her. When the enemy of good saw that she escaped his snares, he moved an evil, adulterous woman who went to the abbot of the monastery complaining that the monk Theodore had defiled her chastity. The saint endured with complete submission the mockery that she was subjected to without defending herself, so no one might know her secret. When the infant was born, they brought him to the monastery. The abbot entrusted the infant into the care of the saint, throwing her out of the monastery in disgrace. She faced many difficulties, hardships, and pains for the sake of this innocent child, seeing in it the expiration of her former sin. She settled with this child not far from the monastery, in a hut. The shepherds, out of pity, gave her milk for the infant, and the saint herself ate only wild vegetables. Bearing her misfortune, Saint Theodora spent 7 years in punishment. Finally, at the request of the monks, the abbot allowed her to return to the monastery with the child, for what she showed for steadfast and repentance. The abbot had her under severe punishments and asked her to remain in seclusion in her cell with her son and not to meet anyone outside of the church. Before her death, she instructed the son, attributed to her, saying to him, "My son, the sun of my life is about to set, but I leave you in the hands of the merciful Father, who is the God of all orphans. I hope that the abbot of the monastery does not forsake you, and the monks would have compassion on you. My son, search not for your kinship and family, for the best relationship is what we gain from virtues. Do not seek the glory of the world, for the Lord Christ has said, 'Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kind of evil against you falsely for my sake. Pray for the sinners, be a help of the weak, serve your kin as if he is your master, so you will be accepted before the Lord Christ, for they took the form of a servant for our sake.'" By the will of God, the abbot of the monastery was outside her cell, listening to these advices, so he became convinced that this monk was falsely accused. He knocked on the door to come in and be blessed by that monk before his departure. When he entered the cell, he found that his spirit has already departed from him. The monks came to the body of the monk Theodore to express their regrets. When they started to prepare the body for burial, they realized that he was a woman. They were exceedingly sorrowful and marveled. The news spread at once in all Alexandria, and many came asking for her blessing. Her husband realized that she was his wife. He entreated the abbot of the monastery to accept him as a monk to complete the rest of his days in her cell. As for the child, he grew in grace, and everyone loved him. Later on, he was chosen to be the abbot of the monastery. The blessing of her prayers be with us and all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Maria ti pare seno so es Dios, mi Padre, y Arishis, Exeyeti Ageya Emise Eodora.